Well, most Wisconsinites know their way around a good cheese. You might have even had a cheese at some point that you say is the best in the nation. It's from Wisconsin, after all. But there actually is a best cheese in the United States, as decided by the U.S. Championship Cheese Contest last week in Green Bay. The winner was an aged Gouda called Europa. It didn't come from a farm in Wisconsin. The crown went to Arethusa Farm Dairy in Bantam, Connecticut. But don't worry, it's got strong Wisconsin ties. Eric Schmidt is the head cheesemaker at Arethusa Farm Dairy. He grew up in Monticello and worked for Wisconsin cheese producers for nearly a decade before moving to Connecticut last year. Eric, congratulations and welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on today.
Now tell us about Europa. What ended up making it the best cheese in the country?
Well, you know, all great cheese starts with great milk, and you really got to give it out, you know, give props to the dairy farmers in Litchfield County, Connecticut. They have great farming practices. They got really good herd management, and, you know, you can't beat a, you know, grass-fed milk out here, so.
Yeah, I wonder about that because I think, oh, you know, the journey from milk to cheese, like a lot happens along the way. But that initial milk quality really does pay off in the end, Eric?
Oh, 100%. It makes, you know, milk quality is always number one. You can't, you know, just like, you know, with anything, like if you're making bread, if you're starting off with bad flour, you're not going to have a great, a bad sourdough starter. You know, if you don't have that flavor there, if you don't have the good quality ingredient, you're not going to get a good quality product. So, you know, tip of the hat to Connecticut farmers on that one, and especially Arethusa Farm Dairy with their farming practices.
And I understand you'd entered this Europa, an aged Gouda, in earlier contest. It didn't do as well, and I guess part of the story was it hadn't aged quite enough?
Well, that's not true, actually.
Oh, okay.
So this Europa has taken multiple best of classes. There's a cheese contest in the New England area called the Big E, which is like kind of like their big, like, you know, Wisconsin State Fair is the big fair. They kind of put it all together out here, and it's called the Big E. Yeah, it's up in Massachusetts. This cheese actually took best of show at the Big E also.
Okay.
What I was referring to is I put in not only in the age Gouda category, but I put it in the Edamame Gouda category, and we didn't take top honors in the, you know, 1, 2, 3 for, you know, best of class. You know, we weren't in the top three. We got like 7th or 8th, I believe. And then the extra aged is what won the whole competition.
Gotcha. I see. Now you are in Connecticut now, but we shouldn't feel too bad in Wisconsin, because as I mentioned, you've got a pretty strong Wisconsin connection. Can you tell us about your upbringing when it comes to making cheese here in the state?
Yeah. I mean, I was out of high school for almost a year. I needed a job. I was kind of doing the job bouncing thing. I was pretty aimless. And the first cheese factory I worked at was Chula Vista Cheese outside of Browntown, Wisconsin. That's really the starting point, you know, when I got into the commodity side of things. And the whole process really, really interested me. You know, fermentation has always been, you know, I don't know if I can say this, but when I was 19, I was actually making mead at home. You know,
as long as you weren't drinking it, it's fine.
No, I wasn't. but, you know, fermentation always had it was a surprising science to me, just because there's naturally occurring things in the environment we as humans harnessed. These things either on purpose or by accident, you know, it's just an amazing thing. And, you know, what really got me, brought me to the artisan side of things was I actually took a job when I was 23. I moved out to the state of Oregon and worked out on the coast, and I milked cows into the vat and made cheese. You know, I milked the cow, right? And, you know, I did the whole thing. So that really gave me the appreciation for artisan cheese. And I do want to say, you know, this is not only, you know, it's a huge win for the state of Connecticut, for dairymen across Connecticut, but it's also a huge win for artisan cheese, because this is, you know, it's handmade. It's hand flipped. There's no robots here. It is people coming in every day taking care of this cheese in a cellar. So it is a huge win.
Can you talk about what makes someone a good cheesemaker? It seems like it would take a lot of patience and attention to detail, both things I'm really bad at. What else makes someone, you know, a cheesemaker?
Well, patience, attention to detail, and, you know, it's just you have to have the will to keep learning because, you know, you can talk to any master cheesemaker, you can talk to any cheesemaker across the country. You never stop learning because there's always some gremlin that pops up a new problem, you know, and that's what really, you know, has kept me going is that problem solving aspect with cheese. There's always something to solve.
I want to bring things back to the award winning Gouda now. Can you talk about its, you know, the history of this kind of cheese? What kind of tradition you were tying into here with Europa?
Dutch Gouda. It is a traditional Dutch Gouda recipe, and it's you know when I first started here, aged Gouda has always been one of my favorite cheeses. You know, just the way it's sweet, it's caramely, it's roasty. Then you have tyrosine development. Tyrosine development only occurs on a well aged and well made piece of cheese. And it had all that, and it quickly became one of my favorite cheeses here. And it's traditional, you know, we're cooking with water, you know, it's a wash curd style cheese. So, we actually, instead of like using our steam jacket, we're actually removing whey, which is you're doing two different things. So you're removing part of the food, which is lactose that's in the whey. And then you're adding water, which is sweetening up that curd. And then you're actually providing a heat source for you to kickstart that lactic acid to produce, or lactic acid bacteria to start, you know, start fermenting.
And Eric, just very briefly, you've conquered aged Gouda now. Do you have an aspirational cheese? Like, I want to make that kind of cheese next.
Yeah, of course. I've been partial to cloth-bound cheddars. I know everyone kind of has a cloth-bound cheddar nowadays. One of the top 20s were up at the U.S. Championship this year was made by Redhead Creamery in Minnesota. They have a great cloth-bound cheddar. That's one that's in my sights. We currently do not make a cloth-bound cheddar. We make a cheddar, but we actually just butter it, and it's a natural rinded cheddar. But that would probably be the next cheese in my sights to kind of perfecting, because this Europa was such a great recipe to start with.
And we'll have to leave it there. Thanks to our guest, Eric Schmidt, head cheesemaker at Arethusa Farm Dairy in Bantam, Connecticut, winner of the 2023 U.S. Championship Cheese Contest held here in Wisconsin.